Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. May his grace and peace be with you. May he fill our hearts with joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia.
Let us sing the King.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man, handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me. For he is at my right hand so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of your ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 16. Please join on the even, bolded verses of the psalm. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble in whom all is my delight. Those who choose another God multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel in the night. Also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the first letter of Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith be more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia! Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia! Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. so also consider yourselves dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Alleluia. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God. O God, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. And take our hearts and set them on fire with your love. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. 2 weeks ago on Palm Sunday, we read that Jesus mounted a donkey and entered the sacred city of Jerusalem on a path of palm fronds to shouts of Hosanna in the highest. For 3 years, the disciples had followed Jesus, listening to him teaching, watching him heal, and bearing witness to the miracles he performed. The disciples dared to imagine that he might usher in a new order of power, with him as the leader and them at his side. An order that would drive out the Romans, rebuild Israel, and kindle a new hope. And then quite suddenly, it all comes crashing down with the events that we remember in Holy Week, as Jesus is betrayed, beaten, flogged, and crucified, and dead. The hope that the disciples felt welling up in their hearts dies on the cross. Having seen Jesus crucified, the disciples are so terrified that they huddle together on the upper floor of a house and barricade the door out of fear that they might suffer the same fate. Despite having heard from Mary Magdalene that she had seen the risen Lord, the disciples remain locked away in fear. But the heavy rock at the entrance to the tomb didn't stop Jesus from overcoming death, and the locked door could not halt Jesus in his desire to reach the disciples so that they would know the power of the resurrection. In the midst of fear and uncertainty, Jesus' first words to the disciples are, "Peace be with you." He does not chide them for denying him or abandoning him to the cross, and he doesn't ask anything of them. His first act, as always, is to offer them something. Peace. One person who is conspicuously absent in this first encounter with the risen Christ is Thomas. One wonders whether Thomas might have been the only one brave enough to venture out of the house to get groceries. I can imagine Thomas returning to the house, his arms laden with supplies, and then dropping them on the table and pulling back the hood which he had worn to disguise his face from those who might recognize him as one of Jesus' disciples. Imagine Thomas's shock at hearing from the disciples for a second time the same day that they had seen the Lord. First it was Mary Magdalene, and now all the others. Imagine also Thomas's shock and disbelief, perhaps even the sense of hurt, that Jesus would appear to the disciples when Thomas was absent. How could he have missed this? Thomas says, "Until I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." That single line earns him the moniker Doubting Thomas. But is it any wonder that Thomas is skeptical? Indeed, Thomas is not asking for anything beyond what the disciples themselves have already received as proof of Jesus' resurrection. I wonder whether Thomas's doubt is because he is still in grief and shock and is afraid to allow himself to believe Jesus has risen for fear that he might once again be heartbroken. Yet Thomas's doubt does not drive Jesus away. Rather, it beckons Jesus to return to the house so that Thomas might also witness the risen Christ. It is not that Thomas's doubt drives him to demand answers from Jesus. It is Jesus who is determined to reach this stalwart skeptic, whom no one else seems able to convince. It is Jesus who refuses to let deadbolts or chains block the movement of love towards the one who lacks faith. Christ is the light that opens the locked doors and dispels fear. While doubt and fear accompany us in our journey of faith, they do not have the final say. The grace of God is that in the midst of our fears and uncertainties and doubts, God still seeks us out and finds us where we are. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. This Easter, I have found myself more able to sympathize with Thomas than ever before. Like the disciples locked in the upper room of the house, we too are locked in our homes, unable to go about with the freedom to which we become accustomed. Yet significantly for us as Christians, we've also not been able to gather in person for worship since the middle of Lent. We've not been able to observe the drama of Holy Week as we move from the joyful acclamations of Hosanna to the angry shouts of Crucify Him. And we were not able to gather on Easter Sunday for the liturgical drama celebrating Christ's resurrection. I feel like I can sympathize with Thomas, who missed being present with the disciples when Jesus first appeared. Easter this year has been a quieter occasion, as I imagine it was also for the disciples. Yet I believe, perhaps now more than ever, that in this time that we are physically apart, God is pulling us closer together. Christ is reaching through our doors this very moment and calling us closer and inviting us to experience more intimately something profoundly important: peace. Peace be with you. This is the peace of knowing that we are not alone, that we are not abandoned, and that we will come through this strange time and once again greet one another as the body of Christ. This is also the peace of knowing that, like Thomas, that most stalwart of skeptics, God reaches each of us in the midst of our fears and doubts, shattering deadbolts and chains, and piercing the dark gloom of sadness with the light of hope. May we always give thanks to God, forever singing, Alleluia, Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us confess our faith as we say, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, hear us, Lord of glory, that our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that isolated and persecuted churches and all peoples may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that by God's power, pandemics, wars, and famine may cease through all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, the dying, and the bereaved, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon the whole church, that we may bear faithful witness to Christ's resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. I invite you now to offer your own prayers and petitions to God. Hear us, Lord of glory. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we who have not seen have faith and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.